We're not responsible for our thoughts, but we are responsible for what we give light. When I first started walking this path, I used to beat myself up for the negative or old thoughts that crept into my mind. I thought I was failing somehow by still thinking them. But what I've come to learn and remind myself of every day is this: we're not responsible for the thoughts that arise. We're responsible for what we nurture or what we choose to give light. Negative thoughts will come and go. They always do. But judging ourselves for them only feeds the darkness. A journey of yes and the cloud analogy. Early in this journey, I made a promise to myself. Say yes to new ways of thinking. The old ways, the clinging, the control, weren't working. I even signed up for a meditation class, hoping for relief from the noise in my head. I'll never forget the first class. We settled into silence. A garbage truck began backing up outside. Beep, beep, beep. Instantly, frustration bubbled up inside me. How dare this truck interrupt my serenity? But the instructor's voice broke through. Acknowledge the sound, let it go, like a cloud moving across the sky. That image stuck with me. Over time, I learned to acknowledge the intrusive thoughts, ask if they served me, and then let them drift away. Thoughts are just thoughts until we give them power. We can't control what we think, but we can control what we dwell on, what we give voice and weight to. Negative thinking doesn't make us bad or broken. It makes us human. What matters is what we do next. Will we cling to those thoughts and let them spiral us down? Or will we choose to counter them with something positive, something we're grateful for? When I catch myself spiraling, I remember the cloud analogy. I visualize those thoughts floating away. I remind myself that I have the power to choose what I give light to. Slay of the day. Do you catch yourself judging your negative thoughts? What's the result? How can you shift that judgment into curiosity or self-compassion? What triggers those thoughts, and what might they be trying to tell you? Can you counter them with gratitude or a positive affirmation? Remember, it's not about silencing every negative thought. It's about not giving them the spotlight. Choose what serves you and let the rest drift by. Call to action. Join the conversation. I'd love to hear from you. How do you handle negative thinking? What helps you shift from judgment to self-compassion? Share your story in the comments below. Let's lift each other up with real, honest conversations about our inner worlds. And if you know someone who needs this message today, send it their way. We're in this together. I'm Carrie Genzel, reading a blog from stateofslay.com. Slay on.